You can smell the salty air before you arrive. Faint waves crash on the shore in the distance, and gulls call overhead as you climb up the sand dune that separates you from the beach. You're greeted by a stunning view when you reach the top of the dune. In both directions, cream-colored sand stretches as far as the eye can see. Blue waves tumble to shore, and tall beach grass sways in the warm breeze. Sunset is fast approaching, and the sky has a rich golden glow near the horizon, which fades up to a burnt orange above. It won't be long until the clouds turn a vibrant pink and the sky a soft purple. From your perspective here on shore, the horizon seems vast and unreachable, touched only by your imagination. Moving your attention back to the beach, you can feel a soothing warmth radiating up from the sand that's spent the day under the hot sun. You think it would be nice to feel it on the soles of your feet, so you unbuckle your sandals and leave them here, beyond the reach of the tide. A gull waddles past you near the waterline, leaving its triangular footprints in the sand. It nudges its beak into some ripples in the ground, but it finds nothing of interest and continues its lazy amble down the shore. A small crab pokes its shiny black eyes out of a burrow in the tall beach grass. Seeing that the coast is clear, it begins to walk sideways towards the water's edge, making tiny, pointed claw marks in the sand. This beach is the crab's entire world, you think. How long and vast its front yard seems to you, and how beautiful in this sunset light. You watch as it continues on its way, moving around the pieces of driftwood and grasses that it encounters. The crab's routine is peaceful, just like the seagulls, and you feel a sense of tranquility watching these small creatures make their daily rounds. You take a deep breath, drawing the fresh air into your lungs, and then let it out, feeling your shoulders relax. Closing your eyes, you take a moment to just listen. First, you notice what you might call silence. Compared to the city or even a neighborhood, this place is quiet. No one else is around. But while there are no car engines or other people, there are the natural sounds that punctuate the quiet. There's the rhythmic ebb and flow of the waves, a distant burble at first, becoming a powerful rumble as they roll into shore, scattering small pebbles and shells, only to grab hold of them once more and pull them back out to sea. Opening your eyes again, you scan the beach for any interesting debris left behind. Off in the distance, you notice a tiny object shimmering in the light. As you walk closer to the waterline, The sand crunches and shifts beneath you. Your toes grip the sand with every step, and you enjoy the feeling of the granules pressing up between them. A cool wave washes over the tops of your feet. As it retreats, it pulls the sand away from your toes, leaving tall ridges where flat ground had been before. It's as though your feet have sunk into the sand, though it's really that the ground has receded around them. You wiggle your toes free, popping them out of the mold created for you. As you look at the waterlogged ground below, you notice that glittering spot again. You crouch down to inspect it more closely.